So, you know, I've been listening to the podcasts that I recorded 20 years ago, and it's been a rather humbling experience because I'm actually listening to somebody who I don't really know, to be honest. I mean, I was not even sure what city I was in when I recorded the first couple. I know that I was in Newton, Mass. That's because that's where I was living, and I remember doing it. And I remember where I was, and I talk about the things that led to me. You know, I had a dinner that night and came back from the dinner with a lot of ideas, and this is how I chose to record them. And so there I knew, but I think I was in New York City for a while, for much of July of 2004, and then I went to New Mexico and did a bunch of podcasts. Actually, I think just one podcast from there. I mean, the last one was from Interstate 25 in New Mexico, but now that I recall, I don't think there's another one until I get back to New York, and then I'm going to the DNC in Boston. And I know what happens there in terms of the podcasting. It's when it really starts turning to be really interesting. And because the DNC is a place to do that kind of stuff. I mean, there's like all kinds of people to talk to. And because that's what they're there for. And I didn't say to people, hey, I'm doing a podcast, because, well, they weren't called podcasts yet. And I tried to explain that there was some interesting technology. I didn't try to explain. I had no idea how to explain what we were doing or what I was, you know, what was happening there. And then, you know, coming up soon, I'm going to do a podcast with Adam Curry. Or I'm not sure what order these things happen in. But like I said, it's been humbling, both from the standpoint that I'd love to think that I'm not rambling like that right now, but also humbling in the sense that I yearned to do something that was as effective as that work was, because it was right in that moment when podcasting became something that was not a product idea, but actually became a product. And it's not like, someone was explaining this, I did an interview, I think a couple of weeks ago, and I was trying to explain, you know, what it was like, how would I describe what I did? And I said I was a showrunner. But that doesn't, and it comes a lot closer, because it's not a programming activity. Very little of the bootstrap of podcasting, very little of it was programming. Almost none of it, really. Because by the time we got to that, we already had all the software in place on both ends. And so creating a medium for distributing them, we already had it. It was right there. It's called RSS, and it just plugged right into it. I had software called Radio Userland, which did both sides of RSS, the reading and the writing. And so I had the means to create the publishing, both ends of the publishing system. And all we needed was, what is the editing environment, the creation environment look like? And my requirements there were actually very humble. They were simple. The idea was, if you had a laptop and you didn't even need a microphone, because by then they had microphones built in, and you needed an internet connection someplace you could upload stuff. And at that point, it gets kind of loose, you know, because, well, you could use Radio Userland, but the whole idea of it is that you don't have to. You could use any software that can create and consume the files that contain the podcasts. And the formats there were RSS and an MP3. And by that point in time, by 2004, they were very ubiquitous. Both of them were very ubiquitous. And there was lots of software out there that could do both of them. And But it also meant that you had to cobble together your own system. It also meant that here 20 years later, we're still saying, you know, get it wherever you can get your podcast, which is both victory and failure, I have to say. I was talking about things like that. You know, it was like, no, we didn't. We could have done that a lot better. And the world would be better off for it. But on the other hand, it works. And it has, over the 20 years, remarkably has resisted being taken over and turned into silos. Not that the big tech companies haven't trampled all over it and tried to own it. You know, they have. But they haven't succeeded at doing it, which is great. I'm happy about that. I'd love to go back to, well, there's no need to go back to Dave. That element, that part of Dave is what's left of him is inside of, you know, 20 years later, Dave. So we're all good. So there are a lot of other things I could talk about now, but I don't want to do that. I just wanted to say hi, you know, and also, in case you're tuned into this channel, to know that there's something interesting there that's happening. It's long-winded, for sure. There are going to be a ton of technical problems with the ones that I did in at the DNC. But on the whole, I feel totally worth it, you know, even though it's like I said, it's humbling. And after that, there's going to be some ones that are recorded on the road as I drive cross country from Boston to Seattle. And that trip I took through Canada, or at least half of it through Canada. So, okay, that's all for now. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.